Hello. This is 5 minutes, the prophetess. The finished work of Christ, episode 761, 761. And greetings from my home now. Not from Nakuru again, or Nairobi, or Kenya, or from anywhere. I'm back home. Thank you so much for your prayers. Love the way you guys supported us. Thank you so much for Healing Jesus campaign, and especially Benempi partners. Thank you. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold. 1 Corinthians 15:1, that says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." That's why I always Paul said, not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then he continues, "So I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we're looking at the death of Christ, Luke, the physical events, went on the revelatory. And I told you yesterday that Jesus said to his disciples when they came to him, said, Master, the fig tree that he cursed is dead. Then he responded in Mark 11:23, "For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." So I told you that the reason why we have say to the mountain and then saith, three saying in that scripture, is because Jesus was emphasizing the power of words. And yesterday I said that when God in creation was creating, when he spoke, that was when he released his faith. When you see God speaking, God is releasing his faith, and that is how he created you. In this Christian walk, this is the way you are going to release your faith. How are you going to release your faith? So listen, I'm going this one, I'm by faith I'm standing against this. What are you trying to do? It means that we will hear a lot of words from you. We're going to hear a lot of words from you. If you say that you're going to live by faith, you're going to walk by faith, you're going to stand up to something, push back something, resist something by faith. Is it by faith? If it's by faith, then my dear, we are going to hear a lot of words from you. So let me share this with you. When we came for the campaign in Nakuru, it was raining. In fact, in Narok, all the 3 days of the campaign, it rained. So when we came to Nakuru, Narok was a smaller place. And so even though it rained, people still came. But Nakuru is a city, a big city. I said, no way, we have to do something about it. And here I am. I am doing this faith-filled words and the finished work of Christ and all that. So now this is time to put into use what I have been talking about. Physician, heal thyself. So I began to pray against the rain. How am I going to pray against the rain? How am I going to release my faith? Through words. If I'm going to pray against the rain, then I will need to use words. So I prayed. In fact, when I came first, the meeting I had with the prayer people, they were also praying against the rain. They called somebody to pray against the rain. And so I told them, I said, listen, guys, we are declaring that there'll be no rain. And not only that, we're speaking to the clouds. Every rain carrying cloud must not be able to release itself in Nakuru from Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. These are the 3 days of the campaign. So I began to say that. And so when I'm sitting here and it's raining, before the program began, so the program was starting on Tuesday, so Sunday was raining, I said, listen, this will be our last time. Monday, I went somewhere. When I went there, it was a high-rise building, Tower 101. When I went there, ninth floor, it began to rain. I said, oh, this is your last, because for 3 days, it won't rain. And it looked like a human's task, like going to be impossible. But I knew, how am I going to release my faith? How am I going to do that? Through words. So I began to release words. I say, it will not rain. Elijah was a man of like passion, according to James. And I began to pray to say that. So this prayer was God, was not God. Oh, please help us. You know, we're going to have a program. We're going to preach. So please come and help us, okay? God, you know, this is your program. Don't let us be disgraced. I didn't do that. I spoke to the clouds. Listen to me. Hear ye the word of the Lord. You clouds that are carrying rain, you will not release yourselves into Nakuru on Tuesday, on Wednesday, and Thursday. And in fact, I even added Friday half of the day in case when we're packing up, we need more time. So I spoke to the clouds. When I'm there, then I see the clouds gather. I say, no clouds can gather. Then I began, I say, I curse. The same thing Jesus did in Mark 11. You will not bring down rain. I curse any cloud that is carrying rain. No rain. Of course, when we had it, 3 days no rain, it was a miracle. It was just a miracle, something that God, only God could do. But of course, a man needed to release faith by speaking words. It's not God who come and speak it for us. It is men who will put God's word in their mouth and will speak to inanimate objects, will speak to the clouds and say, no rain, and there will not be rain. Everybody was so excited. Somebody even sent me a message, listen, prophetess, it's amazing what happened. Glory be to God. Come back for more. You are so blessed.